Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports, AM 1550, KDCO 94.1 FM in Denver. I'm Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by CBN Potts, which has been home of the CSU Rams since 1974. They've got five Front Range locations, one across from the Flatirons Mall in Broomfield, just west of I-25 on 120th in Westminster, Greenwood Plaza Boulevard off Arapaho Road in Englewood, C-470 in Broadway and Highlands Ranch, and of course the original 1415 West Elizabeth in Fort Collins. For great food and drinks and watching the CSU Ram on their big screen TVs, go to CBN Potts Restaurants. Colorado State is 25-5, which is the most regular season wins in school history. They've got a huge game coming up at Utah State Saturday night as the Rams march towards the NCAA tournament. A big reason for that success is our first guest of the night. It's Daniel Bejarano, just the third player in program history to score 1,000 points, pull down 600 rebounds, and dish out 200 assists. And oh yeah, he's only played three seasons here. And most importantly, in his three seasons as a Ram, he's won 67 games, and the season's not even done. So that's incredible. Daniel, welcome, and thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
As I read off those milestones of yours, I bet you are most proud of the 67 wins that you've accumulated. You're a guy that basically just cares about winning.
I do. That's just my mindset. That's always been my mindset. You know, the milestones come with it, which is terrific. But you know, that's not really what I care about. You know, I just care about winning, just having that winning mentality. You know, so. You know, I always get people talking about my scoring down and stuff like that. But I just tell them that's not what I'm focused on. You know, why can't you come to me and tell me, oh, you got a 25-5 instead of talking about me scoring? You know, us as a team, we have a lot more talent this year. So they want me to run point. That's what I'm doing. But I just care about my other teammates and I care about winning. You know, so that's just been my attitude ever since I've been here. You know, obviously, I have been put into different situations since I've been here. I'm here now. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to win.
Well, you took care of winning Wednesday night. You guys went on the road, got a big 78-62 win. You really clamped down in the second half and pulled away for that convincing win. You had a double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds. JJ had a huge night with 27 points, but Coach Eustace used 10 guys in the game, 10-man rotation, called it a complete team effort. You guys really kind of made winning look easy, but it's not easy to win on the road in the Mountain West, is it?
No, it's not. You know, in the Mountain West, you know, home court advantage is really the advantage when it comes to the Mountain West, you know, so it's hard, you know, like you said, to win on the road. You know, especially being a team like Nevada, you know, by the way we did, you know, so, you know, you have to give them credit. They are a good team, you know, yeah, they're struggling, but it is hard, you know, so I'm glad my team came out and, you know, we just wanted to get the win. We know what's at stake. It's a win that we needed, knowing that the whole NCAA thing is going around, you know, so, 10 guys came in, which is terrific. You know, our guys are ready, no matter if it's 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Everyone's ready. Coach calls their name, and they're ready to come in and help us.
That's a team you beat down by 56 points without JJ back in January. Might have been a spot where a lot of teams could have maybe let their guard down and overlooked a little bit, but you guys didn't. How do you keep your focus up? It's probably a lot to do with the fact that it's so important in your race to the into the NCAA tournament. But how do you keep your focus when you know that you've kind of outmatched a team like that?
I think it's, you know, when you beat a team by 56, they're not gonna let that happen, especially on their home court. They're gonna look at film, they're gonna see what they did wrong, and they're gonna come out and you know, try to sit here and do something differently, you know, so they don't want to get disrespected or anything like that at home, especially on senior night or anything like that. Our mindset is going out there and just playing Rams basketball. You know, we did our homework. We know what we have to do. You know, we have to sit and play defense first, and then offense will take care of itself. We just let the game come to us. JJ did what he had to do. We worked around him. You know, we worked around Stan. So everyone had their moments in that game yesterday, you know, so which was terrific. So it's always a team effort. You know, we don't care who has the most points, the most rebounds, assists. We don't care. All we care about is, did we win or did we not? That's just the most important thing. And as a leader, you know, I try to do my best to get my team to have a winning mentality. I think I did a pretty good job of that this year. And we have Utah on Saturday, Utah State. You know, it's going to be a huge game. You know, it's the U.S. game. So that's another senior night, you know, and it's his last game. We didn't have practice today, you know, we just had a walkthrough. We did have film. We did go over them, what each player does, knowing that they have about 50 or 60 plays, you know, so we went over those as well, you know, so we're prepared, you know, and we're ready knowing that, you know, we also need this game.
Nevada is a team that came out motivated, and so it's a game you feel good about winning. Anytime you go on the road and win in the conference, you feel good about it. But like you said, this Utah State game is equally as important, and I imagine the celebration on the way back didn't last too long. You know that you've got this big game looming on Saturday. Coach has been reiterating the importance of winning the last two games. You got the one, and now you've got this one here. He said he was up all day, uptight a little bit. He figured that the players were a little bit uptight all day Wednesday as well, kind of sensing the magnitude of the game, and that's going to be that way again Saturday. What's it like when you, especially mentally, knowing that the experts and everyone is saying that basically you got to win them both to get in the tournament?
You know, the biggest thing, you know, with that is just having fun. You know, knowing that, you know, we do need these two games now, knowing that Boise has won their last 8 out of 9. You know, we just have to have fun. You know, we can't be uptight. You know, I know Coach is uptight just as well as we are. You know, at the beginning, you know, but as the games go on, you know, we just try to settle in, you know, after the few timeouts and after, like, a media timeout as well, you know. So knowing that we're here, we're in the game, where we're up by a few or we're down by a few, you know, let's take it one possession at a time and let's just play Rams basketball. You know, we know it's going to be a tough environment, especially on the road, and it doesn't matter where you're at. We just try to take it one play, you know, at a time, you know, so the first 5 minutes probably won't be our best, but after that, I think we'll be a different team, you know. So I understand how Larry, our coach, might yell or get frustrated, you know, which I understand. But after a while, you know, we'll get settled in and do the best that we can.
Daniel Bejarano, senior guard at Colorado State University, is our guest. Coach said the other day that he's never had a team in his career who has been ready to play every night like this group. And he credits that to the team leadership, and you're no doubt a big part of that. What kind of leadership role have you taken on this year with a team that is largely composed of transfers and young guys?
Well, you know, last year, like I said, I've gotten put in different situations. This year, I don't really have to score a lot. Last year, I had to. You know, the year before that, I had to come off the bench. So this year, you know, I'm just stepping in and being a leader, you know, just being a leader on and off the court. You know, always constantly keeping in contact with my teammates, especially off the court. Everything okay? This is what we need to do. And, you know, on the court, just trying to tell people where to go, where they need to be, time and score. So it's just like the small things. You know, I've done terrific things and stuff like that as a leader this year, and I've done bad things. So I'm always learning as well. You know, but just having a guy like me, just having a mentality of winning and just trying to impact winning as well while I'm on the floor, I think goes a long way. You know, so just trying to make the right choices. You know, so like I said, I have some good and bad moments as a leader. You know, but just having that winning mentality and having a player like me who has a lot of experience on and off the court helps a lot.
So, Daniel, counting your freshman year, when you had to sit out transferring from Arizona due to NCAA rules, you got to sit out a year. CSU has won 87 games. If you even count those 20 wins from that year you sat out, 87 games and on the verge of its third NCAA tournament during your career. If you guys make the NCAA tournament, you're going to be the first Ram ever associated with three NCAA tournaments in a career. That's pretty incredible. In addition, this is the best season ever for a CSU team. 25 regular season wins with a chance for a 26th on Saturday. Then you got a chance to win some postseason games in the Mountain West tournament and then the NCAA tournament. Do you reflect on the mark that you guys have made on this university? Because before you and the class a year or two in front of you came, it was a real downtrodden program, and you guys are really the group that resurrected it. Do you ever look back and say, geez, this is a pretty neat time to be a Ram and to be a part of it?
I think every day is actually terrific to be a Ram. You know, there's a reason why I'm here. There's a reason why everyone came here. And there's a reason why I try to get the guys here, as well as the coaching staff. I got most of the guys here just trying to tell them a little insight on our practices, the university, and everything like that, you know. So, but that's one thing for sure, is every day is a great day to be a Ram. We don't try to look in our past, you know, as a team, especially as me as an individual, knowing that I just had to unite and stuff like that, you know, because we still have a lot more games to play, you know, knowing that we have Utah State and we have the Mountain West, and hopefully we can get to the NCAA tournament. I'll probably look back at it after, you know, like I said, with the milestones and with the 25-5, the school record, and beating Nevada by 56 at the Mountain West, all that record stuff is great, you know, but we're still trying to sit here and win games. You know, we're not done yet. You know, we know stuff like that might come along, you know, while we're here fighting every day and working every day to try to put Carpenter on the map and just try to give this university what they never had, you know, in the past. All that's great, it is terrific, we're not overlooking that, you know, but we're still trying to win a national championship, you know, which we believe in. Get to the NCAA tournament and win the Mountain West.
Daniel Bejarano, the star senior guard for Colorado State, is our guest. Daniel, you're the kind of shooter that will take the frequent heat check, you know, and just launch one super deep. It's the kind of shot that sometimes coaches or fans might say, no, 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 and then they watch it go in and we all cheer. What's your mentality as a shooter? When you're feeling it, does it feel like there's no shot that's out of your range?
Yeah, obviously I don't ever look down where I'm at, you know, so if I have it, I always have confidence of making it. So when I shoot it, I just shoot it, you know, knowing that every shot that I do take is, I feel like it's going in. I think that's kind of funny, but I do have the range, you know. Yesterday, for example, I think I shot the long, far shot in the crowd, you know, even the away crowd, Nevada crowd, you know, I heard them like, oh, or ooh, or wow, or, you know. I think that's everywhere, just because I don't have no conscious of where I'm at. I just launch it, knowing that, you know, I feel like every shot that I take, it is going to go in.
Your career seems like it's probably been an eternity. You sat out the year after transferring. Your sophomore year, you win the Sixth Man of the Year award in the Mountain West. Last year, you kind of become a go-to guy in a rebuilding year. And then this year, it seems like an eternity, but it's probably also flown by. But I wanted to ask you, you think a lot of people are aware of this. You've had a traumatic incident in your life where you lost your father who was murdered. You were just beginning to reconnect with him after spending a lot of your childhood raised solely by your mom. And then when this happened with your dad, you decided not to go to Texas where you were planning to, and instead stayed home to go to Arizona. And then as you didn't play a lot that freshman year, you knew you wanted to transfer and get a chance to play. That had to have been a hard decision to leave home and come to Colorado State. Knowing that, do you look back now after three very, very successful years and the impact you've made at Colorado State, do you look back and say this was the right decision for you and really where you were supposed to end up?
You know, I do. That's just because, you know, it was a great four years here. You know, everything happens for a reason, and knowing that I had Rick Barnes at Texas, Sean Miller at Arizona, 10 miles here for a year, and then Larry Stacey, you know, following Tim. I do look back. I don't have any regrets, and my career has been terrific. I didn't know about Colorado State that at that time, being trying to make my decision after Arizona, transfer from Arizona. Miguel Medved, you know, who's at Furman right now as a head coach, you know, reached out, took a visit here, you know, took a visit to a few other places, and I think it all worked out, you know. I'm a Ram, you know, I'll be a Ram for life. I'll give back whenever I can, you know. Hopefully I can make a lot of money playing ball after this. Football is great. This is a place I should have been. The biggest thing is because I have people here for Collins and teammates that want me and believe in me, which makes it that much more special.
Well, Danny, I wish we had a lot more time to talk, but it's been a real pleasure catching up with you. It's been a blast watching you play every year, and what you've done at Colorado State is amazing. Congratulations. Thanks for a good year. Go get that win on Saturday and have a good run in the Mountain West Tournament and then the NCAA Tournament.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's all the time we have for this segment. When we come back, Coloradoan reporter and columnist Matt Stevens will join us to talk more hoops, spring football, and more. You're listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.